This week on CJ Ello's Know the Culture, is China really helping out Africa? Or are they in it for themselves? Does China define the word neo-colonialism? And meet my exciting new guest. All the way from London, England, we have Cams from Reason 8. All this and more on CJ Ello's Know the Culture. None of us know the real implications of the impact that China has on Africa. There are positives and there are also negatives. So I hope in this segment here I can shed light on both sides of the matter. So here we go.
It's January 2017 at the headquarters of the African Union here in Ethiopia. An IT engineer is looking at the servers in this building and something seems off. The engineer notices that often in the middle of the night, these servers are connecting to some server in Shanghai and uploading emails and audio files. The African Union headquarters was built in 2012, but it was not paid for by any African nation.
The impressive new headquarters of the African Union, entirely funded by the Chinese government.
This building was a $200 million gift from the Chinese government. It was designed and built by Chinese firms with Chinese money. And yes, the servers were installed by Chinese engineers, who, it appears, left an intentional backdoor into the servers so that they were easily accessible.
And this is actually not the only country that have done that. It's also happened in the American political arena.
Now, 46 years ago, there was the Watergate scandal in the US, which cost then-President Nixon his job. He was implicated in the attempt to plant listening devices in the Democratic Party's National Committee in the Watergate building in Washington, D.C.
The most concerning and worrying thing about it is that these microphones were planted in the African Union building that China had built. So it's not only the local government of Ethiopia, but also includes all the African nations that China has made major investments in.
China building a headquarters for the African Union and then spying on it is a pretty good symbol of what China is up to in Africa. And that's what this video is about. It's about how a growing China has rushed into Africa, mainly by building a bunch of stuff. Roads, trains, dams, mines, ports. These projects are a part of China's growth as a superpower. And it shows how this country is projecting its power on the continent of Africa.
But there are questions here over why the headquarters of such an important African organization is entirely the work of Chinese construction, labor, and money.
So what really is the influence and impact that China has on Africa?
China has invested billions of dollars into the continent of Africa to build massive infrastructure projects. Much of this infrastructure is part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, an estimated $1 trillion plan to connect the country to trade routes all over the world. African leaders like Kenya's Uhuru Kenyatta have favorably compared China's investments to earlier projects built by colonial powers.
Where the old railway was built by force and violence against the wishes of those whose land it divided, the new railway is built by consent and partnership, both between ourselves and China, and between the governments which will prosper and profit by it.
It was the first infrastructure project built on a pan-African scale. China's Belt and Road projects will be designed with this scale in mind, creating new trade routes within and between African countries. In 2017, a Chinese firm opened a railway network in Kenya, connecting its capital, Nairobi, to the port city of Mombasa. There are already plans to extend this network into South Sudan, Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi. China, through its public and private sectors, has already loaned about $132 billion to African countries from 2006 to 2017. Many observers worry that African countries won't be able to pay back these debts, placing them in what's been called a, quote, debt trap. The Jubilee Debt Campaign, which campaigns for poor countries' debts to be canceled, estimates that about 20% of debt held by African governments is owed to China, making it the single largest lending nation. For comparison, 35% of African debt is owed to multilateral global institutions like the World Bank. earlier waves of Chinese firms that invested in Africa made mistakes that caused problems for those countries' governments. Starting in 2005, tens of thousands of workers from China poured into the West African country of Ghana to take advantage of a gold rush. This eventually provoked a local backlash due to accusations of illegal mining, inflaming tensions between Chinese miners and the local government. Many observers have pointed to projects like this as examples of China exploiting Africa for its natural resources.
So besides all the spying and all the weird things that China seems to be doing and all the allegations of neocolonialism, so what are the positives that come out of the Chinese and African relationship? In 2012, in Tanzania, the total stock of Chinese investments were at a gross of 541 million. And that had created an estimate between 80,000 to 150,000 new jobs.
And there you see the police post. We're built for the community. Here is no police post. That is why the community, the councillor come to us. They say, no, can you assist us to build a police post? And our CEO, Mr. Huang, decided, yes, no problem. We'll build one. Even a bit far, we're building, we start to make a foundation already for the hospital, for the community also. Yeah. And the school also, after the hospital. Here we're investor, we make some money, but we're also considering how the situation for our Zambia people.
A recent McKinsey study found that there are over 10,000 Chinese firms currently operating in Africa, and around 90% of them are privately owned. With such a large number of private Chinese businesses operating across a wide range of sectors, it becomes clear that the China-Africa relationship has a much more significant free market capitalist element than is commonly assumed. According to the same study, Chinese firms are responsible for about 12% of Africa's total industrial output, amounting to a total of $500 billion a year. Nearly a third of these companies operate in the manufacturing sector, a quarter deliver professional services such as healthcare and IT consulting, and a fifth of them operate in construction and real estate. However, when it comes to infrastructure, Chinese market share is even more pronounced, with nearly half of all internationally advertised construction contracts going to Chinese companies. Contrary to popular belief, the study also estimated that native-born Africans accounted for an average of 89% of the total workforce in Chinese firms operating in Africa. For companies engaged in construction and manufacturing, over half of them were found to have offered some form of apprenticeship training and/or introduced a new technology, product, or service to the local market. In many instances, the entry of Chinese firms into the local economy was found to have lowered prices for existing goods and services by as much as 40%, thanks to improved technology and greater economies of scale.
Okay, so we heard it. It sounds like everything is really good. But what is actually causing people, or why are people even having the discussions about the negativity about the whole thing? Because that's what we hear it most, where it's just like the relationship is bad, it's going to be toxic, it is toxic. What does that mean for the African cultures? And it's like a whole new colonialism that's hit the shores of Africa. And my other thoughts with it is, are we hearing about all the negativity because of American media? And is American media so vested into it because America is a superpower and they too are in need of important raw materials and energy sources, but they are all locked up by the Chinese firms? So what is it? Ciao, we got Beats coming through and we got Resin A all the way from London. So ciao, let's get in it. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Prince Rara.
Warning, explicit language in process.
Church boys say they pray for me. Wasting your time if you think that you're saving me. Cause I want a nigga that's gang. I want a nigga with tats and bands in his hands. I want a nigga with ice. I want a nigga who rule, boy, talk to me nice. I want a nigga that's bad. How much cases you had? Tell me what jail you been. Cause all of them talk like they tough till I play with them rough. They be crying on a baby thing. Darling, I'm hard to impress. Shed the ice on my neck. I don't wanna go bagel king. I can't take disrespect. I'm
sick in my head, so stay away from me. Be careful, girl, you don't know me well. I'm crazy as hell, don't play with me. He treat me well, I'm his baby girl. I don't kiss and tell, so he rating me. Like, look at my swag, look at my drip, look at my eyes, look at my wrist, look at my ass, look at my tits. I told you before, I ain't a basic bitch. Broke boys always chasing me. Homeless looking niggas say they won't change for me. Church boys say they pray for me. Wasting your time if you think that you're saving me. Cause I want a nigga that's gang. I want a nigga with tats and bands in his hands. I want a nigga with ice. I want a nigga who rule, boy, talk to me nice.
I want a nigga with guap. Nigga that give me the top and don't fuck with the ops. Lick it and get every drop. My panties polka dot. Take them off, get to the spot. Juicy, my shit need a mop. Titties look right in the crop. My bezel is bigger than Ben in the clock. Don't talk about pounding this pussy if you ain't got pounds when I shop. None of this shit is a joke. Niggas was sleeping on dream, but you better stay woke. I'm on the block with the blokes. I make a million while I'm chilling, so we never broke.
Broke boys always chasing me. Homeless looking niggas say they won't change for me. Church boys say they pray for me. Wasting your time if you think that you're saving me. Cause I want a nigga that's gang. I want a nigga with tats and bands in his hands. I want a nigga with ice. I want a nigga who rule, boy, talk to me nice. Broke boys always chasing me. Homeless looking niggas say they won't change for me. Church boys say they pray for me. Wasting your time if you think that you're saving me. Cause I want a nigga that's gang. I want a nigga with tats and bands in his hands. I want a nigga with ice. I want a nigga who rule, boy, talk to me nice.
Is that you, Prince? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Ra Ra.